Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 8th of April. Well, Saturday was a defining moment for Yorkshire racing. After a gap of 53 years, Aurora's Encore became the first Yorkshire-trained horse to win the Grand National since Merriman II in 1960. Trained at Craiglands Farm, on the moors high above Bingley, close to Ilkley Moor, could there ever be a more evocative Yorkshire setting? Aurora's Encore is in the care of Sue and Harvey Smith. Harvey won just about all there is to be won in the show jumping arenas throughout the world, but the success of Aurora's Encore at Aintree on Saturday topped a remarkable career with horses. Making his first appearance in the Grand National, just like his jockey, young Scotsman Ryan Manier, Aurora's Encore belied his odds of 66-1 to defeat the gallant Capa Blur by 9 lengths. In a tremendous bonus for the race, all 40 runners were reported safe and sound after the marathon, much to the relief of the officials at Aintree and the horse racing authorities. But just to emphasise the unpredictability of the sport, Ryan Manier was injured the very next day, Sunday, when riding at Hexham, and was airlifted to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Newcastle. The signs are encouraging that he could soon be back in the saddle. What a game this is. However, the show moves on, and tomorrow, Tuesday, a new season on the flat begins at Pontefract. It's a 7-race programme starting at 2:10. The afternoon's most valuable race, a £20,000 handicap contest over a mile and a quarter at 4:15, has attracted a dozen runners, including course and distance winners Easy Terms, Las Verglas Star and License to Till. On Wednesday, it's the turn of Catterick to begin their campaign on the flat, set to start at 2:20. The feature race is the first qualifying race in the 2013 Catterick 12 furlong series, a handicap contest offering prize money of £10,000. Well, it's back to racing over jumps at Wetherby on Friday, scheduled to start at 2:20. While on Saturday, there's a valuable day's racing on the flat at Doncaster. The highlights being the Doncaster Mile, a listed race won last year by Penitent, trained in North Yorkshire by David O'Meara. Penitent went on to win a couple of Group 2 races and ended the season as runner-up in a Group 1 race at Longchamp in October. With the other major race at Doncaster on Saturday being the Bet365 Handicap Stakes, a £50,000 contest for sprinters over 6 furlongs. Then next Monday, the 15th of April, there's racing at Redcar, starting at 2:10, and featuring a £10,000 qualifying race in this season's Redcar Straight Mile Championship Handicap Series. Enjoy your racing.